Good morning. It's 7:19 a.m. on Saturday, May the 31st, 2025, here on a scattered cloud morning. Mostly blue skies. High plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Last day of the month, last one, best one. Trying to find a groove. A groove rather than a rut. I don't know. No, that's not fair. So, yeah, let me see if I can't get this put away before I do something rash, like stop the recording inadvertently. So, yeah, did not accomplish what I set out to do this month. It's a bit disappointing, but it is what it is. I'm always going to try to do better. And most of the time it's going to fail. Just because you can't do that many times better. So we have to keep practicing, which is my word of the year, practice. I had high hopes for this month. That's a pretty smell. I don't know what flower that is, but it smells good. I had high hopes for this month. Hopes that foundered on the shoals of Enshrouded and reading. I'm still reading Chatfield's The Recruitment series. I think I'm in book 5. It might be 6. I don't know. I lost track. I just keep reading. It's apparently one of his earlier works. Before he got into Amarillia, I think. The earliest publication date on book 1 in the ebook form was before I started writing, I think. I think I saw 2004 on it. My mind is a bit foggy. I hope that's not shades of things to come, but it is what it is. That's some good tunes this morning, I'll say that. Peter Gabriel steam right off the bat. No, that's right. I had ZZ Top right off the bat. And then went into steam with Peter Gabriel and I don't know what else. I don't remember what else. But it was leg pumping music, so my legs are saying, what the hell are you thinking? The answer is, of course, I'm not thinking. I'm just moving to the grooving, whatever. Everything's so green. Bright sun. Oh, that western reach is going to be... it'll be hard. I'm wearing too many clothes for the weather. I really don't need the fleece-lined overshirt underneath the hoodie. I think the polo shirt would have been enough this morning. Now I'm out. I'm walking. Tomorrow. We do tomorrow. What are we about today? Today, worry about getting home first, and then worry about posting, and then I have to do the haiku prompts for the week. I've already done this week, and I started doing them a week ahead, so that Saturday morning, when Saturday morning comes and I have to post the new week, I have the week ahead all ready to go. So all I need to do is post it and then put together next week's posts. That way I'm not rushing at the last minute to fill something in. I've got buffer time built in. Which seems to make it go a lot easier. Of course, at this point, I've used pretty much all of the 500 essential Kaigo words for haiku. And even posting a list of prompts for the North and South Hemisphere, because it always struck me as a bit... I don't know if that's what the right word is. Egocentric? Is it parochial? Self-centered? To ask people who are living in fall to write a haiku about spring. Bright red, brand new Corvette. I have to admit, I remember Corvettes with a certain degree of fondness. Not that I owned one, but my cousin had one, and he used to take me out for rides when I was in high school. Pick me up from school in his Corvette convertible with its 8-track player. Ooh. Can still hear him off in the distance, accelerating away way too fast. The red one, not my cousin. That ship sailed a long time ago. So maybe June will be the month where I finish a full draft of the cat. Maybe my hyperfocus will finally burn out on Enshrouded. The new release, I have to say, I was not feeling too optimistic about our darkest release ever. When I first heard it as a tag for the release notes. And they've made good on their promise. It is the darkest release ever. Or darkest release to date, I guess was what it was. And quite frankly, if I could go back and play without this, I think I might. It's turned what was a pretty nice, cozy, building, exploring, game into a grind machine. I think I understand some of it. They've put in a whole lot of new building materials, a whole lot of new crafting materials, and so they need to use those crafting materials. So recipes that used to be relatively straightforward now require more materials, different materials, materials that you can only get by doing the unpleasant parts of the game. They've followed the risk-reward mantra way too closely, the same way Eve did when its twice as dangerous but only 50% more profitable. It's like, I would really like to have the new glider, but I can't afford to build it because I can't find the materials I need in the shroud to come up with 25 shroud adhesive. Now maybe it's just because it's brand new. Maybe it's just because I don't know the ins and outs the way I did the other one. The changes to the landscape have been a bit problematic. Deposits that I used to rely on aren't there anymore. Good morning. On the other side of that is that I've found new deposits that are actually better than the ones that I used to rely on. Coming up on it. Getting ready. Say it with me. Monk post. And so I'm sure part of my dissatisfaction is that I really like the old game. And I don't really like the changes that have come in. And do I not like them because they are changes? Simply because it's something new? I don't like them because they're new? Or is it I don't like them because what was a fun game has now become a grind? A grind machine. I need to go wandering through the shroud to find the things that drop the stuff we need and kill them, find our way out again without dying. It's not really working for me, at least not yet. I've got a single player that is parking along, and he's doing his own thing, one at a time. Okay, we're going to do this thing now. We're going to do that thing now. And because it's a single player, nothing happens when I'm not in the games, unlike the server. The server seems to be less responsive if no one's logged in. It used to be I could plant my crops, log out at night. I come back the next morning and my crops are all grown. That's not necessarily happening. Which sort of short circuits the utility. But again, maybe it's just because it's changed. Maybe the new players coming on who didn't see the old one will find this to be wonderfully engaging and attractive and easy dog. I'm walking past his house, so he's a little upset. It's not too hot here. I still have a lot of shade. I really need to get out. I really do need to get out at 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's coming up on that time of year where if I'm not out by 6:30, I need to be slathered in sunshade, in sunscreen, and wearing a t-shirt. Or something. And it's not going to be too much longer before I'm not going to be able to do anything after 7. Anything of any substance outside after 7 o'clock. I check the sunrise every morning. It was like 5:34 this morning. And it's slowing down. I think we'll be under a minute a day by the end of next week. And of course, the solstice is the 21st or 22nd. I don't know when it technically falls here. And so then after that, the days will start shifting a little bit. So as the summer wears on, the sun won't be up quite as soon. But again, it's going to be a month of only a few seconds longer every day, only a few seconds later every morning. So trying to build a habit to get up, get going, have breakfast, get out, do the walk on by a few dark streets. So yeah, there is that. But I really need to start rebuilding my habits, because the habits are here for a reason. I noticed last night, it was a celebration for my younger offspring's birthday. And after 2 hours of sitting at the kitchen table in the hard chair, my back was screaming. It's like, no, this is agony. I cannot sit here any longer. The hard chair on my bony butt, having no fat padding, still having no fat padding on my body, which I am very glad for under most circumstances. The reality is that my crepey skin and lack of fat, it just means every time I bump something, I bruise. It's real easy for a bump to become a cut, a scrape tearing the skin open. And walking helps that. It gets me out, it gets me moving, it makes me exercise my core, builds my stamina, improves my lung capacity, improves my mental health. Yeah, mental health. Mental health is good. I could use more of it. Walking past the park, Rye is coming up nicely. Crested wheatgrass is still crested. Robin's still robining. Good morning. Field is looking amazing. Just some brand new grass shoots with the sun behind them. They're brilliant, almost neon green. And then the darker green of the more mature grasses. Oh, sunflower, hello. The occasional knob of leftover foliage from last year. Oh, and those spiky plants out there are blossoming. I really need to take a walk out there one of these days and see if iNaturalist can tell me what they are. Oh, here comes the lady carrying her dog. She makes walking her dog something of a morning.
Good morning. Have a good day.
You too. I stepped out on the street to give her the sidewalk and she yelled at me and stepped out herself. Waved me back on the sidewalk. Probably out of deference to my advanced age. Although possibly my good looks. Style and charm counts for something. It's a negative number. Anyway, almost back. Little sister's looking dark and willowy this morning. This big cottonwood tree, looking big, will be cottony soon. My kid's car. He bought this car and it's been kind of a mess. He really needs to get that. He's got a fender bumper issue. He really needs to get it fixed. Before it just rips off. As it tried to do on the way back from the zoo the other day, apparently. At any rate. Last day of the month, I finally made it back to the house, at least, one more time. I'm at the back beach. Tomorrow's another day, and another month, and another week, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.